Hey, little brother, can I come in? Here in the sleeve for you. Listen, I just want to say sorry for yelling at you earlier. I know you were only checking up on me because you were worried. No, I wasn't hungover. Not exactly. I just felt a bit under the weather. I know you must have been worried. It's a gorgeous summer day and our parents have gone on vacation for 2 weeks and your big sister just stays in her room all day in bed. No, I haven't been taking drugs. Before you ask, I just think that I'll try and sleep during the day from now on. So, you know, don't come into my room and open the curtains during the day again, if you don't mind. Well, yeah, I did used to love the sun. But the sun's bad for you. You know, skin cancer, and even if you don't get skin cancer, it makes you look older. No, I haven't turned into God. You don't have to worry. I still find this kind of people kind of weird. I don't think I'll be doing much cheerleading from no one, though. Anyway, you should be glad. Whenever it was summer, when I used to sunbathe, all your friends used to perv on me, and you used to get so angry and embarrassed. Well, I won't be down by the pool in my bikini anymore. No, I haven't seen the dog. Okay, I have seen the dog. I'm sorry, the dog's dead. Okay, listen, you have to hear me out. Can I sit on the bed? Thanks. Okay, please, hear me out before you say anything. I killed the dog. It was relatively quick and painless. Well, no, maybe not totally quick and painless, but it could have been worse. Now calm down. You have to hear me out. No, he didn't shit on my bed, but I did have a good reason. I love that dog more than you remember. Look, remember I went to a party a few days ago? The party with all the bikers? It was a great party, by the way. Just totally unreal. Anyway, there was this guy there, and he was just so... There was something about him. Look, give me your hand. Just give me your hand, dumbass. I'm not going to kiss it. Can you feel that on my neck? Those two little bumps? Well, here's the thing. There are... that's a vampire bite. Yeah, there's such a thing as vampires. Like, for real. Who knew, right? No, don't sit up. I'm not going to suck your blood. You're my little brother, and I'm not going to do anything that will hurt you. I love your little brother. Okay, anyway. So, I was at the party, and there was this guy And he was just so yummy. Ha, that sounds funny now. Anyway, we went to a makeout room together. Yeah, I know this is awkward for you to hear, but I'm just trying to explain it. Anyway, he fucked me so good that I orgasmed like in my soul. Seriously, no guy ever made me feel that way before. But then, he started laughing. Except he wasn't laughing with his mouth, but with his eyes. And he sort of spoke to me, like telepathically or something, and told me that he was a vampire, and he'd made me into a vampire because I was so pretty. At first I thought he'd just spiked me with acid. But when I got home and looked in the mirror, I noticed my neck, the bite marks. Oh, you can't see them now because I killed the dog to drink its blood. Well, I mean, at first I tried to drink its blood, just a bit of blood, just enough to stop me getting hungry, but then I realized I turned our dog into a vampire dog, and that seemed like a massive hassle, so I just drank the rest of its blood and drained him. Can you imagine having a dog that you can only take for a walk at night? So, that's what happened to the dog. Please don't tell mom and dad, okay? Let's just say he ran off, okay? Anyway, soon I'm going to get hungry again. When the bite marks become visible again, then I lose control. And that means either make someone into a vampire, which would be a bad thing, right? Or just drink all of their blood and kill them, which would be also a bad thing, right? I can see you're shocked. I'm a bit upset about all this myself. But things aren't all that bad. I've been reading about vampires on the internet. Apparently, there are different kinds of vampires. There are energy vampires which feed off your soul instead of blood. There are graveyard vampires which have to sleep in an actual coffin during the day. That seems like the worst type of vampire to me. Even though they can turn into bats. And then, there are sex vampires, which is what I am, apparently. When we suck blood, we also have sex with the victim, and it's the best sex that they've ever had. Oh, we can't turn into bats like graveyard vampires, but we're masters at hypnotizing people, which is cool, really. So, I'll be getting a new car pretty soon after all. And I'll hypnotize Dad to get you a car too. When you're old enough. So the only bad thing about it is the whole sucking blood thing. You see, if I just drink a little blood, then they turn into a sex vampire. And if I drink all their blood, they just die. This is a small town. Pretty soon someone's going to notice if people start dying in their sleep or if there are a lot of sex vampires about. And you know what people around here are like. They think Mexicans are a bit much. They won't like the idea of a sex vampires, even just a little bit. However, there is one, well, not exactly cure, but a way of totally stopping me going out and drinking people's blood while I fuck them to death. But it Well, little brother, do you love me? Oh, I love you too, little brother. So would you do anything to help me? I'd do anything I could to help you, little brother, because I love you. Okay. Well, here's the thing. If you've been turned into a sex vampire, as long as you haven't yet killed a human being and drank their blood, the only thing that can stop you becoming a full-fledged sex vampire is semen. You know, sperm, cum, from someone you're closely related to. That would be you. Yeah. So you know. So will you help me out and stop me turning into a foul creature of the night? Because I'm starting to get hungry again. God, you're a dummy. I need to give you a blowjob. That's all. I read about it on the internet. I have to swallow cum from a close blood relative. Like a sibling. No, I have two siblings, don't I? One of them is Sarah, my twin sister. And guess what? She doesn't have any sperm to give me because she's a girl. And one of them is you, my little brother. So you know, you pretty much have to do this. And sperm have to be warm and can't be exposed to light. That means you have to come straight into my mouth and I just swallow. It's pretty simple, really. So will you help me out with this? Please, little brother. If you don't do this for me, I'll become a blood-sucking, murdering, nymphomaniac vampire. Look, I don't need to swallow your cum every day. Just maybe 3 times a week. Look, I know it might seem like a big deal, but it's not. Really, it's not. If I came into your room and gave you a blowjob for fun, then it would be a big deal. But this will be a totally non-sexual blowjob. Okay? It will be like a medicinal blowjob. That's all. Look, is the reason you don't want to... Do you make sperm yet? You should do by now, little brother. Okay, I don't have time for this. Just look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. My beautiful emerald green eyes. And listen to my voice. Hear the words that your loving big sister says. Obey your loving big sister. Know that she will never hurt you, little brother. She loves you very much. Just listen to my voice. Okay, little brother, please pull your sheets back. Oh, you sleep in your boxer shorts? I didn't know that. Okay, please take off your boxers. Just throw them on the floor. You may as well take your t-shirt off. Oh, your penis is so cute! But there doesn't seem to be much pubic hair. Little brother, look into my eyes. Do you masturbate yet? You know, jerk off. But do you at least have wet dreams? Do you sometimes wake up and your crotch is all wet and sticky, but you haven't wet yourself? Okay. That means that you probably make sperm then, because otherwise... Okay, little brother. Please, would you let your penis get hard for me? Look into my eyes, listen to my voice. Just let your penis get stiff and big for me, little brother. Just let the blood, the beautiful blood, the gorgeous, holy, divine blood, flows to it. That's it. You're starting to get hard. Look at your little cock starting to stretch out. Oh, the poor skin is starting to peel back. Oh, that looks so sweet. I'm going to hold your hand, little brother. Let me lock my fingers in between your fingers. Oh, that's it. Feel your big sister holding your hand. Your loving big sister. See, it's not so bad, is it? Most boys like it when they get hard. And you have a nice penis. It's quite big for your age. You should have more pubes though, but hey, I was a late bloomer too. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Okay, I'm going to touch you now. Just to prepare you for when I put my mouth to it. Oh wow. It's rock hard. You have such a nice penis. Remember, this isn't anything sexual. I'm just rubbing you gently up and down to make you ejaculate so I can swallow your cum and not become a fully fledged vampire. That's the only reason I'm doing it. But do you like the feel of my hand rubbing you, little brother? So bad if a few times a week I came into your room and made you get all hard and then put my mouth on your cock and then you ejaculate into my ready and waiting mouth. Ow. Now you're drilling become. Your cock looks so cute, all stiff and hard, and dribbling out, little brother. I guess that means you're getting pretty close to coming now. So I'm going to over down to your crotch. And put my mouth on your penis. Remember, this is totally innocent. It's a non-sexual blowjob. Okay. I'm going to ever so gently take the base of your penis between my thumb and forefinger like this. And then I'm going to stretch the skin back over the shaft like this. saw the head of your cock swells. That's nice, right? Oh, look at you. Dropping. And dripping. And even more. Okay, I'm going to really gently just run my tongue on the other side of your cock head. Like that. Doesn't that feel good? Look into my eyes, little brother. Don't look away. This is nothing to be ashamed of. When I licked on the side of your clock head like this, it's not sexual. It's just to stimulate your penis so it ejaculates as much as possible. Okay, now I think you're ready for me to put my mouth on your penis around the tip of your cock. Oh, little brother, don't look so worried. Look, I don't have fangs or anything, see? But if you don't let me swallow all of your cum, then I'll have some. And then I'll go out and kill people. And that's why you've got to let me do this. That's not so bad, is it? See, most boys like it when the tip of their cock is sucked lovingly by a girl. It feels good, doesn't it? And because I'm only doing it to stop from turning into a vampire, it's not incest or anything creepy like that, okay? If someone burst in here right now, we could both say that it's not what it looks like. But if that happens, maybe you shouldn't say that and just let them think that I'm a very naughty older sister. Because people are quite prejudiced against vampires. It's quite sad, really, in this day and age. Okay, now as I suck the tip of your cock, I'm going to lovingly massage your balls in my other hand. They're big and heavy. I'm getting all tense. And the cock's getting even harder. And it's starting to breathe heavy. Okay, little brother. Look into my eyes. I want you to come in my mouth. Come, little brother. Just give it to me. Be a good boy for me. You can trust me. Look into my eyes. Come in my mouth. Show me what a big boy you are. Here we go. Twist your hips up. Ready. Come on, mama, little brother. Come on, mama. Come after all. You're a big boy, little brother. I feel much better, little brother. I don't think I'm going to go out and terrorize the neighborhood after all. And I can't feel the vampire bite when I've broke my neck. So I guess swallowing your cum worked. Just let me suck up the last few drops. Because your sperm is a valuable medicine to me. All of a sudden. And I can't waste a drop of it. Because it's the only thing that will stop me killing people. Okay, I gotta tell you. Sarah was at the party too, remember? We both had sex with that guy in like a tree storm. And she got made into the sex vampire too. I didn't say anything because I didn't want you to think your twin older sisters were sluts or anything. And it might have been a little bit overwhelming if both of your sisters came into your bedroom demanding to swallow your cum. Considering you never even ejaculated before. But now that we know that it works, you have to come in her mouth too. Otherwise, people will die. You're starting to get hard again. That's good. I'll go and get Sarah. She's on the verge of going out and killing people. Thank you, little brother. You're the best.